Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Glory, glory, Tottenham Hotspur, when the Spurs go marching in. Tottenham Hotspur 3, Nottingham Forest 1. Full disclosure, I'm in a hotel room in Sheffield. It's a sister-in-law's wedding tomorrow. I'm not. I haven't gone full lad from a noughties WKD advert. Sneaking off from my sister-in-law's wedding. Gone to watch the football, have I? Oh, what am I like? No, I haven't done that. She's getting married tomorrow. Married on a Sunday. I mean, come on. I'm not going to take that up with her. I'll give her a break on that for now. So, Charlotte's just out meeting all the rest of the family who have made the trip up to Sheffield as well. And I'm sat up in the hotel room having a bit of me time. And watching the football and doing a podcast. Where's your husband, Charlotte? He's up in a hotel room talking to himself, doing his podcast. Do you know when you see these, like you see on Twitter and stuff? I saw quite a funny little exchange the other day. Like it was a quote tweet from one woman saying, "I'm so glad I'm not dating anymore." And what she had quote tweeted was a woman being like, "I was supposed to be going on a date tonight." And it was some DMs between this girl and a guy. And he'd said something like, "Sorry, we can't meet up tonight. My friend's just bought like an NFT ape and I need to record a podcast with him about it." And everyone, you know, and much, much merriment was had out the back of that, I'm sure. But we're quite a stigmatized breed nowadays as podcasters. So hopefully Charlotte's just telling the family that I'm upstairs having a poo or something, because that would probably be far less embarrassing than saying that I'm here recording a podcast. As you'll hear, I also don't have the podcast out the back of the ground the other day. It ended pretty abruptly. Because the batteries ran out on my little recording device, on my Zoom recorder, and I forgot that, so I'm literally just recording this talking straight into my laptop. So if the sound quality is utterly appalling, that's why. I apologise, but not so much that it's unbecoming of somebody of, you know, my lofty podcasting status. I would apologise for not actually talking about the football yet, but I know that very few of you actually listen to this for podcasts. The most listened to podcast, just as the people on the I'm not going to give you any numbers or anything like that, that's just crass, but the most listened to podcast I've done, and probably the most shared and talked about, was me banging on about greetings cards for about 20 minutes. I actually even got a message from my old boss, Hitesh, if you're listening, hello, who I didn't even know listened to this, and I hope he didn't listen to it when he was actually my boss and, you know, keeping an eye on me. Maybe he was, as me thinking I was being sly. But I got a message from him via another friend of mine saying that he'd listened to that podcast about greetings cards and everything. So, Clinton's and Athena. Well, Clinton's is gone. God rest its soul. And Athena. Any of the supermarkets that sell WH Smith, you know, you're still going. If you need a greetings card influencer, I can do unboxings. Well, unpackings or something like that, you know, talk about the kind of paper density. We've seen the American psycho business card scene, right? You know, you can talk about card and the various kind of, you know, the thicknesses, the quality of the paper, the texturing. You know, this I think there's something to be had there. So, you know, like I say, I'm looking for monetizable routes to this podcast, and if that's a goer, maybe, you know. Tottenham Hotspur have today beaten Nottingham Forest 3-1. Fantastic result. What with Liverpool bottling their chance to capitalise on us kind of not having the, you know, the best of seasons. I do revert back to at Debaser92's Jack's tweet that if Tottenham Hotspur do actually finish fourth this season, the 16 teams below us should be relegated immediately. I do echo that sentiment. Still a long way to go. But, you know, a bit of daylight between us and the other teams again. I do know Newcastle have a couple of games in hand, but, you know, I think the wheels look like they're coming off of that one a bit, don't they, at the moment? I wasn't personally in that. I did understand. Look, I know people, it's treated as a, you know, as heresy, but I did kind of understand why some people were like, I wouldn't care if we lost today. Let's just fucking get Conte out. I don't condone anybody saying I actually actively hope we lose, and I haven't seen any of that. I think it's just that general, as I was talking about with Lara the other day, that general apathy around the club at the moment and our results, you know, could be felt that, you know, whatever. But as soon as I saw that Liverpool result, to be honest, I didn't feel that way. I always want Tottenham to win. And seeing that Liverpool result heightened that feeling as well of just like, whatever, fuck it. Let's just win this fucking game. And we did. It was a decent performance. And lo and behold, no Perisic playing. We're just like a better team without him there. Sorry. He was saying that he wants to go back to Inter Milan in the summer. See that, mate. You know, it'd be great. I don't bear him any ill will. I don't know what he's like as a person. I'm sure he's perfectly fine. As a footballer, as somebody who we've had on a 1-year contract, hasn't worked out. I have no loyalty to him. He has no loyalty to Tottenham Hotspur. And that's absolutely fine. Let's just part ways and pretend that it never happened. You know? Can be another signing like Stefan Dalmat. You know? Can be another signing like, God, there's too many of these, isn't there? What was he called? Steve Davis, was it? The lad that we signed, not the snooker player. Stephen Davis, wasn't it? We signed from Fulham and then he came to Spurs for a bit. Was it him? Let me have a look. What the fuck was his name? He was a really good player for Fulham and he came to Tottenham for a little bit and it just didn't really work out. I'm going to have to find this out now. Fulham to Tottenham signings. If that me typing there is really, really loud, I'm sorry. Not Simon Davis. I know we sold Simon Davis to them. Sean Davis. Yeah, Sean Davis back in the day. He was really good on Championship Manager. And I was really happy that we signed him. And he was sort of talked about in, like, you know, he was given quite a lot of high praise as like a young player. But I don't ever remember him like not being, I don't ever remember him being actively terrible at Spurs. It was just kind of one of these careers like we've seen with, say, well, you could say Richarlison this year, or, you know, Bissouma. Bissouma's a better example, I think, where all I remember of Sean Davis is just him sort of coming in and not looking great, but not really actually playing that much at all. It's a weird time for Spurs, that. So, even Perisic in short, I'm not too bothered if he goes. It's not even that I'm not too bothered. I actively welcome it because I just think we played much better today, right? It looked like we had much more shape. It looked like the people who were playing football were playing a bit better. Passing the ball about pretty nicely. Richarlison, best player today. Although I guess Harry Kane did score two goals. So, you know, need to talk about him. Harry Kane, sixth season. Now, there has been some kind of data inaccuracies put out on Twitter about quite how many times Harry Kane has scored 20-plus goals in a Premier League season for Tottenham Hotspur. But I can, as the definitive authority on this matter, I can tell you that he has scored 20-plus Premier League goals in six different seasons for Tottenham Hotspur now. Obviously, Heung-min Son did it last year with 23 goals. But prior to that, we've had Gareth Bale, who did it once in the 2012-2013 season, Jurgen Klinsmann, who did it once in the 94-95 season, and Teddy Sheringham, who did it once in the 92-93 season. Yes, I know life existed before the Premier League, but I'm just talking about the Premier League. Six different seasons, Harry Kane has hit 20-plus Premier League goals for Tottenham Hotspur. He is, without question, our greatest player in the modern era, without question. And I still feel, and I still get shit for it, but I feel we are in, or many people are in total denial about the size of the hole he's going to leave when he goes. It's going to be absolutely massive. And I stand by the fact that we weren't fine when Bale went. We weren't fine when Modric went. We weren't fine when Carrick went. We weren't fine when Berbatov went. Sure, we weren't fine when Teddy Sheringham went before that either. We might sort of learn to adapt in time, but I still always have that kind of feeling of if we'd have kept on to these players and actually built a team where we had players of that quality, we could have achieved more, you know? But still, here we are. We continue to tread water and kind of hit par. It's looking like we're going to finish fourth. Hopefully we will, because being in the Champions League is great. I was gutted to be out the other night. Absolutely gutted. Much like with the Sheffield United game, although does feel a bit harsh on AC Milan to compare them, to bracket them with Sheffield United, but it still, to me, felt like a bit of an opportunity missed, not going through. And it's going to be hard to see the draw, isn't it, for the next round, because it's exciting knowing who we might have, who, you know, what away game or away destination we might be getting as fans. Is it going to be one of the ones where we're going to get, you know, physically attacked? If not, let's go and have some beer and eat some chips in a marketplace somewhere. In a market square. I guess a marketplace is a market square, isn't it? A marketplace is when the actual market is in the market square, I would imagine. Let's talk about the players. All right, let me just get my phone. Let's see what is going on. Tottenham Forest.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan,
turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
So, lineups. Richarlison, I mean, I'm not going to talk about... Yeah, I'll talk about Richarlison in time. Fraser Forster, great performance today. Much as I've said all along, I don't really feel the void from Hugo Lloris. His absence says that Fraser Forster has done a good job, to be fair. I do think he is playing well. But as I continue to say, I think it is more an indication as to where Hugo is at now, as opposed to it not really being a big deal that he's... Well, I haven't really made much sense there, have I, at all? But look, Fraser Forster's doing well. Hugo Lloris was once a great keeper, is now probably not much better, if at all, than somebody like Fraser Forster. So we need a new goalkeeper, and we need one fast. Clement Longley, Eric Dier, Christian Romero. Look, I'm going to have to absolutely level with you here. As I have said, I am in a hotel. I haven't had access to my normal method of watching football games, which would be entirely legal. So I've been kind of following the game in whatever little streams I can find on Twitter. To be honest, my absolute kind of granular takes on the players should probably be taken with a pinch of salt, because I would say I've watched the game in, say, 5 to 7 minute windows until Twitter finds the streams, kicks them off, and then I spend another 5 minutes or so looking for the game. So I missed Richarlison's offside that wasn't. I missed the first goal, saw the second and third goals. From what I have seen in this sort of piecemeal fashion, the back three all looked very good. They looked very settled. That to me feels like the best back three option possible. And Charlotte is back from downstairs.
Are you doing a pod?
I am doing a pod. I've just been telling everybody that you have been downstairs speaking to the in-laws, and I was saying, let's hope that you've been telling them I'm upstairs just doing a poo instead of recording a podcast.
I told them that I said, stay up here, because there's already just family chaos. I said to them that I messaged you, stay in the room. They found it hilarious.
Weddings, you know, that's it's stress and chaos all over the shop, isn't it? But the back three, I thought they looked decent. They looked good. We won 3-1 in the end. And Fraser Forster saved the penalty right at the very end. So there's some ghost children outside our bedroom as well, actually. You might be able to hear now, if you can hear that. Okay. It's thrown me a bit, sorry. Ben Davis, I think it's essential he now starts at left wing back for the rest of the season. Keep this back three. It's settled. It's decent enough. We said previously before, Longley and Davis are fairly interchangeable. So let's just keep it that way. Let's keep those three there. Keep Davis at left wing back. And if we absolutely have to use Perisic at any point, we can. But I think we've seen today we play much better football without him. Pedro Porro starting to look good. Right, this is, I would say, that little cameo in the Champions League, definitely. This performance today, in terms of as a full performance, is the first time I suddenly sat up and thought, right, there's a player there. He is decent. You know, maybe Conte has a point about the fans not being too patient, given that this is, what, like, Porro's, I think, third game for Spurs. So, you could maybe say that I wasn't saying like get him out of the club, was I? I was just saying, you know, that he wasn't doing anything that impressed the likes of me, a podcaster, as I say, that much. But you know, he was good today, really, really good, really quite exciting. If Udogi comes in next year and provides that balance on the left-hand side as well, it's going to be pretty exciting, right? In the middle, Højbjerg and Skip, I thought, both looked solid. They both did their jobs very well. Again, you know, it's hard for them to be particularly that creative. It's kind of lucky that we're playing against, like, Nottingham Forest. Jonjo Shelvey just seemed totally out of it. I thought he might give us some problems, but he just didn't. I didn't even realise Jesse Lingard was playing for them. Morgan Gibbs-White, he's a great player, I think. Didn't really do much today, but he's probably one of the few players on their team that I'd absolutely definitely have at Spurs in a heartbeat. Don't know where I'd play him, but I'd have him in the squad. But Højbjerg and Skip did their jobs. It's a shame that we didn't get to see Skip and Saar. Like, obviously, Saar came on like the very dying embers of the game and actually replaced Skip. But it would be nice to see Højbjerg given more of a rest and to see Skip play alongside Saar again, because they did so well together in that Champions League game. They're both, you know, young. I think they're of a fairly similar age. It'd be great to see that partnership grow and develop. Because, you know, they could be a great partnership for us, for the club, in a sort of longer term. Hummingson, well-taken goal today and a generally good performance. And again, look, I think Son is maybe individually culpable for some of the fall-off. You know, whether he's been in his own head or something like that, fine. I do think we also have to factor in his kind of, you know, his advancing age, if you like. Why are you pulling that face? Is that a wrong turn of phrase?
How old is Son?
He's 31.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I just forever think he's about 27.
No, I thought you were... But advanced, you can say that. He's advancing years, can't you?
Yeah, no, it was more disputing whether that was true. But if he's 31, then yeah, I suppose
you're always undermining me, all right? Look at me. I'm a nervous wreck. I'm a nervous wreck.
But it turns out I'm the moron.
I wouldn't ever say such things to you, my love.
Only by my back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the stuff I normally say, because I know you don't listen to it as well, so I can... Yeah.
Exactly, it's rent-free.
Yeah. Hummingson, though, good performance today. But yeah, my point was going to be, look, I just blame Perisic, basically. A lot of it is, I think we can kind of look at Conte's system. I do think the sort of the idea of Son playing with his back to goal, as I've seen, like, as I said previously, the lads on the extra inch have kind of speculated about. That's probably part of it. I do think, you know, we have also seen that Son's sort of touch has escaped him. His kind of sharpness has escaped him a bit. That's kind of more to the point of his advancing years. But I do also think he's never gotten on with Perisic. Again, I'm not saying, like, down the pub, whether they're, you know, good mates or not. On the pitch, there just doesn't seem to be any real connection, or, you know, there's no symbiosis with the pair of them down that side. Ben Davis and Sonny just seem to get each other. It's a nice little touch as well, seeing Sonny sort of bash the ball on the back of Aurier's head as well. It's quite one of those funny little football things, isn't it? You know, Richarlison, you know, if Harry Kane hadn't scored two goals today, you'd probably, you know, be calling Richarlison man of the match. He was pretty brilliant in all the windows that I saw. He was working hard. He was creating. He was causing problems to them. He scored a goal which, let's be honest, wasn't offside. It was a completely ridiculous, the very worst of VAR type offside goal. And he set up... Did he set up one goal or two? I think he set up the first goal, right? So I didn't see that one. But I'm pretty sure he set that up. Great performance from him today. I tweeted out a little gif of, you know, what's the name of the actor who plays, you know, he's in Whiplash, Not Quite My Tempo.
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah. J.K. Simmons, the little gif at, right at the end when Miles Teller is bang. He's all that, the psychological abuse and, like, shaming and nastiness he's done to him. It was all fine because he did a thing well at the end of it. So, you know, that's the moral of the story, guys. Publicly criticise people and be nasty about them and make them kind of, you know, anxious about their place in life, and you know, they might actually do well as a result of that. I don't really actually know if Conte's approach was this type of whiplash approach or not with Richarlison, but it did look like he had a point to prove today. He was playing with his head screwed on, as was Romero. One thing I did want to say about Romero, you know, it's again, it was a mature kind of composed performance. He needs to stay in this. It's all well and good to do this, really, let's be honest, in a low-pressure fixture against Nottingham Forest. He's got to do better when we're talking about big games like the other night. That's when Christian Romero needs to do better. But Richarlison today, I thought, a brilliant performance. What a guy. I'm still a big fan of his. I know people are kind of going off of him, but, you know, build the team around him. Next year when Harry Kane is gone. Harry Kane, 2 goals. As I said, 6 seasons now, he's scored 20 or more Premier League goals for Tottenham Hotspur. The man is an absolute phenomenon. I did watch his first goal, because I said I missed it live. I scrolled through Twitter on my phone and found kind of the actual just clip of his goal. It was a classic Harry Kane, diving like a salmon, up high, nodding the ball in the back of the net. Fantastic. His penalty. Do you know what the funny thing is? After, because of the past couple of years, when he stepped up for the penalty now, I don't have that same Kane scoring feeling about it. I do have that little like, what if he misses another penalty feeling, which, you know, maybe he is slightly mortal after all. But you would think the guy now is probably going to end the season on at least 25 Premier League goals. But I wouldn't be overly surprised if he hit the 30 mark again. I'm just saying that now. I wouldn't be surprised if Harry Kane, like he does, gets 2 to 4 more Premier League goals in the next, say, like 5 games. And then when there's a few games to go, he's suddenly like, right, I've set in my head that I want to get 30 goals this year. And does that mad thing at the end of the year when he scores like 6 or 7 goals in 2 games. Because it's just what he's like, and I think he'll want to leave Tottenham on a high. I don't want to leave this podcast on a low, but you know, I do think Harry is probably off this summer. There's a lot of talk of Haaland going to Madrid this summer, and I think City will just come straight back for Harry Kane. I think they will have learnt from their mistake. And hopefully bring him back. But we don't need to talk about that today. We don't need to talk about that today because he is Tottenham's Harry Kane. He has 20 Premier League goals this season. He's an absolute phenomenon. We're lucky to have him. It's been such a privilege to watch him play in our shirt, our record goal scorer. You know, that's all I can say. And Tottenham are still fourth in the Premier League. The space between us and the teams behind us. Yes, I know there are some games in hand, but still. Whatever, you can prove anything with facts, can't you? Thanks to everybody that has supported the show and continues to support the show by sharing it and sending me ego-stroking DMs or public messages. It's great. Thank you very much. You can support the show fiscally through the Buy Me a Coffee website, link in bio on the Twitter page. I should probably go now and be a dutiful husband and say hello to my in-laws.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.